And I'm not sure I can even climb into my own head and answer that question for you.
So is it your testimony that you don't know if you felt obligated or not obligated?
I would like my actions to speak for the message that those actions convey.
Go on to page 91, which is just the next page. Right under the bold print, when government takes one-third or more of a man's yearly earnings, using it as its authority to do as a law that it may, that is many thousands of pages long and so complicated that virtually no one can understand it, is government doing good or is government doing evil? You wrote that, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
And the point of that sentence was to make the assertion that government was doing evil in relation to taxation. Is that correct?
Mr. Newman, the text asks a question. I'm reminded of Secretary Snow, who was Secretary of the Treasury. He said that the income tax code was incomprehensible.
Go to page 172. And the second full paragraph from the bottom, halfway through, starting with the sentence, the feudal system, and I'll read that. The feudal system has crept back onto our land, but only because of the ignorance of our people. If enough Americans are willing to study the law and take action, we could defeat this feudal system using only paper bullets. Carl Grantz, a contemporary common law lawyer from Minnesota, said, "The only law that exists today is the law you are willing to enforce with your own life, liberty, and property." You wrote that, is that correct?
Yes, I did write that.
And you believe, too, that the only law that exists today is the law you are willing to enforce with your own life, liberty, and property. Is that correct?
Well, I'm quoting another man as to what he said.
And why are you quoting him?
Probably to make people think about it.
And what do you think about it?
You know, in the previous sentence before you started to read, the book says, "The reason American colonists died on the battlefield and the signers of the Declaration of Independence risked their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor was to throw off the feudal system." And I understand I am a descendant of John Hart, who signed the Declaration of Independence, and I think I'm infected with his political philosophy.
Do you believe that federal government employees have the ability or right to murder an American citizen as long as that employee has punched the time clock that morning and will stay on duty?
Your Honor, I don't think I understand the question.
I don't either.
Sure. Do you believe that a federal government employee has the right to murder an American citizen as long as that employee has punched the time clock that morning and was still on duty at the time of the killing?
Strike for vagueness, Your Honor. I mean, the question's so vague.
I find it difficult. Mr. Newman, I've already advised defense counsel that I'm going to deal with relevance issues later. However, this is becoming so attenuated to the issue and the discussion of these passages out of the book that I'm going to need something from you that establishes that there's a good reason for me to continue to belabor it this afternoon as opposed to moving on to other more material aspects of the case.
Yes, Your Honor. One of the elements of 727 concealment is intent to hinder, delay, or defraud. And we specifically alleged in the complaint that he had an intent to hinder, delay, or defraud the IRS and the Idaho State Tax Commission.